So Jesus specifically says that being baptized is a priority in order to go to heaven. And I'll show you where and why it says that. And I'll also talk about the requirements Jesus displays when he is baptized. Jesus came from Galilee to meet with John at the Jordan River. John knew who Jesus was from a message God had sent him. And John was preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and there were thousands getting baptized and listening to John preach. And John said, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." John was poor, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and was clothed with camel's hair and had a leather belt wrapped around his waist. And John was astounded when Jesus asked John to baptize him. So John said, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus replied, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." So John baptized Jesus. When Jesus came out of the water, he was praying, and the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Have you ever heard of a church that substitutes full immersion for sprinkling or pouring water on the head? Because I know a lot of churches tend to do that, even though baptism does mean full immersion. And also, in Greek, baptizo means full immersion, which means you must be fully covered. And if you turn your Bibles to Matthew 3, verses 16, it says, "Jesus went down into the water and came up." So it's a burial in the water according to Acts chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. Therefore, baptism means full immersion. So another thing that a lot of churches do is baptize younger children, like babies who are too young to understand right from wrong and wouldn't be able to understand the significance of what's happening. The Bible shows, though, that Jesus was very mature in the gospel and was old enough to understand what was happening, because if you're a baby, of course you can't make the decision for yourself. And some churches also claim that baptism is optional. But if you turn your Bibles to Mark 16, verse 16, it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." It also says, if you go to Luke chapter 7, verses 30, that being baptized was God's will. And it also says in Matthew 3, verses 15, Jesus was baptized to obey God and do right. So obviously, baptism is real and very important in order to have eternal salvation. So we need to be baptized in order to be saved. And John 3, verse 3 says, "Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And born again means being born of water and the Spirit, as it says in John 3, verse 5. So we need to be like Jesus. Be baptized for the remission of our sins, as it says in Acts 2, verse 38.